Here's the Friday short for September 19th, 2025. It finally happened. United States Senator Bernie Sanders announced this week that Israel was committing a genocide against the Palestinian people in Gaza. Sadly, the Vermont Independent became the first United States Senator to call Israel's actions a genocide. But Bernie's announcement happened the same week where a United Nations commission unveiled a report that concluded Israel is indeed committing a genocide in Gaza. Navi Pillay, who chaired the commission, said it is quite clear that there is an intent to destroy the Palestinians in Gaza through acts that meet the criteria set forth in the Geneva Convention. Even more, the International Association of Genocide Scholars made the same conclusion this week, following in the footsteps of several Palestinian and Israeli human rights officials. That UN report not only brought Bernie Sanders on board, but also another Vermont politician on board, Democratic Congresswoman Becca Belint. Thus far, only 20 members of Congress have called Israel's actions a genocide, and all of them Democrats, except for Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders. One of them, of course, is from Michigan, and it's Palestinian-American Rashida Tlaib from Detroit. No other Democrat in Congress has followed suit. No one. In the Michigan legislature, 16 Democrats this week signed on to a letter urging the Michigan delegation in Congress to hold the Trump regime to account for its failure to stop the genocide. Actually, the letter painted everyone as a failure in D.C. to stop Israel's war crimes. Israel's constant war has killed over 65,000 Palestinians. 65,000. And we know that number is most likely higher since so many have disappeared under the dirt and rubble from Israel's mass destruction. Also, this mass destruction could have also killed some of the hostages that Israel is demanding Hamas to release since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack. I mean, the evidence is right in front of us, yet nothing has happened. Nothing. And since the Trump regime is completely beholden to AIPAC and has been bought off by the powerful Adelson family, it doesn't care about evidence. And well, that's not shocking, right? This week, for the sixth time, the regime's UN representative vetoed another resolution demanding a ceasefire and demanding Israel to allow food and aid inside Gaza. And the resolution, to please everyone, also condemned Hamas and demanded that the hostages be released. Yet, the regime's U.S. envoy at the UN, named Morgan Ortegas, who Dear Leader probably noticed after her many appearances on Fox News through the years, said the resolution didn't go far enough in condemning Hamas. What a joke. So the United States vetoed another resolution calling Israel to the fold. That's abhorrent. And it paints the United States as morally bankrupt, which some are pleased to be, I suppose. What's more abhorrent? Other than Rashida Tlaib, not one Michigan Democrat in D.C. is calling Israel's actions a genocide. And that includes our senators, Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin. I mean, what are they waiting for? What more has to be proven? Is AIPAC's money really that important to you? Is siding with this racist monster, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, really the position you want to be remembered for in history? Even worse, there was a bipartisan group of state legislators that visited Israel this week, and a few of them were from Michigan. And to my knowledge, there was one Democrat who joined. They visited Israel on the week that the UN declared Israel was committing a genocide. Hey, what's going on here? Why are some Democrats siding with the government who's killing women and children all in the name of displacing them so Dear Leader and his family can put up resorts? Some Democrats have lost the meaning. Well, most Democrats have still lost the meaning. And they wonder why they're facing primary challenges all across the country and losing some of them. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers, go Lions, and take the battle to them.